you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quit. Hit the fingerless glove, don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the crime
best intro in podcasting, I think, everybody. What's up, everybody? It's the Legion of Skanks podcast. We're coming to you live from the Stan Comedy Club. I'm your host, Big J Okerson. The Skanks are all here. We got Davey Smith.
What's up, motherfuckers?
We got the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
Merry Christmas, fellow Christians.
I like this crowd. We're not afraid to die on a ventilator. Fuck you, ventilators.
Well, here's the great part. Everyone is going home to their families in just a couple days. So everyone here really wants to fucking be here. And if we kill a family member this year, I think that this is a very successful Legion of Skanks Christmas show.
Yeah.
Will you guys please?
Super spreaders. Super spreaders.
Hell yeah. What
Yo,
up,
if
what
up, Jade? If your grandma dies on a ventilator, just remember, COVID didn't kill her. The ventilator did.
Seriously, the waitress, we really appreciate you being here.
Yeah, waitress, you rule.
Yeah.
Didn't like all the staff at the stand get COVID?
I guess the delivery guy did too, since we're down to lime Trulies. Jeez Louise. Why don't you tell me you don't have anything else back there?
This is actually a dangerous place to be right now, guys. Like, many of people have gotten COVID. This is sort of like a COVID ground zero situation. So we almost didn't do it tonight. We almost canceled on all of you. And me and Jay kept on bringing it to the group. He was like, dude, you know, Dave's got a brand new baby at home. Maybe he shouldn't. Dave is so anti-vax. He's like, I don't give a fuck. Dave didn't even care at all. I had to call Jay. I was like, Jay, stop saying it. He doesn't care. You're giving him an out.
Jay, Lewis, you would rob my new baby of natural immunity?
Dude,
Lewis, what do you want, to kill him?
Lewis genuinely hit me up to be like, stop giving Dave reasons to not come.
Oh, listen, I tried my best to jump on those reasons, but, I mean, it's Christmas.
Yeah, you cannot be
Christmas
a Christmas show.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I mean, Jay already got his Christmas hair on.
My Christmas
hair. What am
hair
I going to do?
Ring in the new year with my Christmas hair.
Yeah. I like your hair right now. I don't know why.
There's something about that color that is the best color. If you're going to have a streaky color in your hair, mm-hmm. This one is kind of the one to do it with.
It's pretty sick.
It just, for some reason, the way you have it going down the back of the mohawk, mm-hmm. I think you have finally nailed it.
Thank you.
Like, it's been years of you trying
Jay,
to nail it.
Jay, I wouldn't get too cocky. You'll probably never recreate this again. But
no,
for this one moment
that.
In time, you've nailed your look.
Janiri Jimenez from Rogue Salon in the East Village. That's
do you think
my gal.
We're plugging her fucking salon?
Well, you guys were saying how much you like the hair. I can't take the credit for this.
Skanks, throw a brick through the window of Jimenez Hair Salon in the Village. Burn it down. Burn it to the ground.
Yeah, Jimenez Hair Salon. Find it, destroy it, Molotov cocktail it.
Tie a note to a brick.
And then
Jay sent me.
Now, just spray paint Black Lives Matter. Throw them off the scent.
Jay, I almost got hit in the head with a rock.
What?
In Toronto.
I get
what?
It.
Yeah.
Was it an aggressive thing or an accident?
No, dude. Mountain fucking rocks just started falling on my head. Yeah, it was obviously an aggressive thing. How would somebody accidentally hit me with a rock?
You didn't say someone. You didn't say I almost got hit by a rock. Someone threw. You said I almost got hit with a rock.
I know about your tendency to walk through games of toss rock.
Maybe you guys were hucking at a train and you walked by or something.
What do you? What scenario would a rock accidentally almost hit me?
Excuse me, sir. We're throwing rocks at a wall. Oh, man. Just missed you.
Any scenario?
I don't actually even know what it was. Me, Rob Mayhew.
You don't even know if it was a rock anymore.
Yeah, I know it was a rock.
Hold on, hold on. You and Rob Mayhew are walking. I already kind of want to throw a rock at you guys.
Yeah. And Ryan Long.
I want to throw a rock at you guys so bad.
Yeah, dude. I mean, literally.
I mean, I wouldn't do it because I know you guys, but if I didn't know you and I had a rock in my hand and no one was around.
If I had
I'd be like, yo, Dave, I'm going
to
go skip this rock across all four of their stupid heads.
If I had
ping pong, ting tong. Oh.
And I like all three of you guys, but if I didn't know you.
If I had to stone two comedians to death, it would be Rob Mayhew and Ryan Long.
Stone them?
That should be
just for being Canadian.
Just for being fucking Canadian. There is a Canadian stink that is on Canadian comedians. Have you noticed that? All of them. Like, because they're all good. They're all funny.
I didn't know Ryan Burke was a Canadian.
Yeah, dude. But there's a stink that just sort of like, I don't know what it is, but you could just be like, is this guy fucking Canadian? And sure enough, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so what
sure
happened?
Sure as shit. But anyway, we're out in front of this place, and all of a sudden, I hear, whoop, 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 and clack. And I was like, what the fuck was that?
And it was just some guy going, whoop, 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 clap. And then he threw a rock at me.
Oh, that's old crazy whoop, 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 clack from down the block.
Doggy, no, dude.
He don't cause no trouble.
It was maybe about the size of this, but like maybe twice. Like
wow, thick. That's a big one.
It was a big dude. It was a big fucking rock, dude. And it was on the floor. And either somebody randomly tried to throw a rock into a group of people, like randomly, or somebody was trying to kill me, Rob Mayhew, or Ryan Long.
I'm gonna.
Where did it come
you?
From?
Either a car or a human being walking by. We couldn't identify who did it. Who did it?
How close did it come to you?
It was either a car or a human. I was really fucked up. This guy.
We really
hey, buddy,
up?
Get off your wheels.
You saw that thing land?
Yeah. Well, I heard it land, and then I looked, and that's what it was.
And how close to you?
I heard the wub, 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 wub. That was the sound of air wobbling between the rock parts.
Who threw it? Tom Brady, dude? It's a fucking a stone this big. I couldn't make this thing hum through
no,
the
dude,
air.
It hummed. It was fucking. It was.
So he threw it like I'm trying to take your head off.
Doggy, somebody was trying to fucking. They were trying to kill somebody with a rock.
You were the victim of an attempted murder?
Maybe.
I'm going to huck a rock at this Puerto Rican, eh? Suck on this, you hoser.
It's a game of Canadian Clue.
There was a note attached to the rock that just leads you on a wild goose chase.
Josiah was killed with a bottle of maple syrup in the Mountie headquarters.
Stop traveling, Nord.
Hey, guys, can you just stop sucking dick and laugh at these jokes? Like, I mean, I know they're not great yet, but, like, we feed off your energy just as much as you feed off
they're
our energy.
They're worried about droplets of laughter.
So, I mean, I'm throwing, I mean, Canadian Clue, we could come up with other Canadian objects to kill people with the Canadian places, but if you don't give it a little bit of a laugh, these guys aren't going to jump in on the riff.
No.
We could have done that for 5 minutes, Canadian Clue,
no.
But you guys fucked up.
Now you know what? You guys made a good call. There was nothing
That
there.
Canadian thing sucks. It had no legs. You're right, audience.
Canadian
Damn.
Clue?
I had so many Canadian Clue things. Who it was going to be with what weapon and where? So many Canadian ideas.
No, there was nothing there. We were trying to draw blood from a rock that was thrown at Lewis's head.
He killed Mr. Moose with a cattle prod in the Canadian Border Patrol offices.
Now you are struggling for
I
one
really
more.
Am, yeah,
damn, you wanted to rip. You didn't even have one in the pocket
that's
all
little,
that time.
Talk about what an American knows about Canada. Yeah. Who knows nothing? You go at the. Border enforcement agency, you know, when you go into the country, at the border and the Holiday Inn and the comedy club.
The TGI Fridays.
It was Mike Myers with the horseshoe at the Canadian place.
There we go. Come on now. How about you guys fucking think of one, you fucking assholes?
They come to be entertained.
No, dude, they could join us. How about you fucking join in, dude? Give me a Canadian. You gotta have a Canadian person.
Oh, dude, share microphones, people. This is awesome.
Oh, yeah. A Canadian person.
You think our podcast sucks? Your podcast sucks. No one else here is putting on a good podcast.
A Canadian person, a Canadian place, and a Canadian object.
Hockey
Hey, shut the
Tim
fuck
Hortons
up, dude.
Would have been fuck, dude. Tim Hortons would have ruled.
Yeah, we've been thinking about it for 5 minutes, dude.
Lewis, you asked the question and he immediately answered with something better than any of
can
us.
Can you do
up
a
up
place,
with.
Tim Hortons? Fuck, none of us thought of Tim Hortons. It's the most Canadian thing I know.
The best thing is that Lewis goes, "Can you do a place?" He goes, "Tim Hortons," and he goes, "Hey, that's cheating."
Yeah.
Can't just answer right away with an answer. You had time.
How about Jean Baptiste Coffee? Something more local. Everyone knows Tim Hortons.
Oh yeah, you want to go with a big chain?
Sure. Fine, dude. Edit all this. Tim Hortons was a perfect place for Canadian.
It's perfect,
crew.
Dude.
Damn it. All right, fine.
I can't think of another one now because Tim Hortons was so good. That's
What's
the one.
Another Canadian place that's specific to Canada. Your country Nothing. Sucks, Canada.
Oh, Pizza Pizza. That's their garbage-like fucking what? Corner pizza.
No, it's Little Caesars.
No, up there. No, the place is called Pizza Pizza. It's shittier than Little Caesars.
They named their pizza place after our worst
after their
pizza
slogan.
Place tagline.
Yes.
There's lots of great places in Canada. Niagara Falls, Alaska.
Santa Claus.
North Pole.
Sir, I'm going to come to you for some riffing in a little bit, and you better be ready to riff. All right, dude?
Oh, you think he's a flash in the pan Tim Hortons guy?
Dude, I think this kid... Well, no, that was the guy back there with Tim Hortons. This kid right here, he got his ass saved by the guy in the back with Tim Hortons. But I'm coming to you, sir, at one point, and you better be ready to fuck...
The Tim Hortons guy deserves a round of applause. The guy brought the house down.
He really did. This is our Christmas show, Jay. This is our Christmas show, and I'm very excited. Can you light up that joint, first of all? We have lots of gifts that fans have sent into us. I know we asked all the audience members to bring us one gift for the Legion of Skanks each night, so we're going to go around and collect gifts. This fucking hoppy's ass just showed up. What's up? How you doing?
Yeah, I messaged with her on DM. What's up, girl? I didn't slide into her DMs. She has a gift for us, too, I think.
Oh, is that the girl that said she has like a merch or something for
Eric,
us?
From Eric. Yeah. Oh, okay. Kinky Keys, Eric, down in Austin.
I have no idea, but I...
He gives us drugs every time we come to Austin.
Why'd you slide into this girl's DMs, dude?
Well, she actually said she was bringing stuff. I didn't slide.
Oh, you slid into his DMs. Hell yeah.
It was, but her Instagram is holy shit.
Oh, she's hot? Well, here's the thing. I saw...
No. It's not that she's hot. It's
she's
everything's
she's
naked pretty much. Wow. Not a pig. So, not a pig. Artistically hot.
Or she's not artistic.
You're right. It's not artistic. It's just hot and naked.
Listen to me. She slid into my DMs as well, right? And she's like, I'm
artistic
bringing you.
Is a great way to describe it. Michelangelo, Picasso, some chick's ass,
Splinter.
No, she slid into my DMs too, and she was like, I have merch, and then I ignored it, and I didn't follow her because she had a private account, and I'm not going to be a simp.
It's not private.
Yes, it is. It's private, and you simped for her, and you followed her. Is it private? It's a private account, exactly.
She didn't want you involved. She didn't want to mix it up with you.
Jay's a simp.
Well, anyway,
be honest, was Jay saying weird shit? Being like, hey, afterwards we could hang out. You should hang out with my girlfriend. Are you into girls?
Definitely.
I said nothing weird at all.
Okay.
Jay, I'm sorry. Chan always wins.
Chan does win for sure. No, but I
make
figured,
your case, bro, but you're not going to beat a chance.
I bet figure she'll meet Christine, and if magic happens, it happens. It's whatever. That's not simping. You want to stay somewhere? You need room for a hotel or an Uber or something?
Look, I'm excited about the Christmas show. We have a lot going on today. What are you... I'm having trouble right now figuring out what I'm going to get my girlfriend for Christmas.
I have no idea. I got nothing. She deserves nothing. I don't know what to get.
Well, she's right there, too. It's kind of weird to discuss what we're going to get Christine when she's right there.
She knows she deserves nothing. She'll be super stoked if I come up with anything good.
Christine, you deserve nothing? She deserves very little. This is another...
Jesus Christ, what have you done to her?
Jay is gaslighting.
Christine?
What type of I'm in a victim of abuse response was that?
Oh.
I deserve
Christine,
very little.
I didn't say you deserve a little. What did I say? I believe I said nothing.
See, my girl...
Christine, are you in trouble? You want to come over to my house? We'll find you a gift.
We'll find you a gift somewhere.
I mean, it's probably going to be from the basement and originally purchased for a 3-year-old, but we'll give it to you.
First of all, I get Christine killer gifts. I just don't know what to get her.
Here's your gift this year. Your walking papers.
Yeah. Your outski. She doesn't give any clues.
He's like, I got you a new apartment that you're going to pay for.
Hey, I didn't even have to co-sign. I put it on your name when you were sleeping.
And don't forget the card. It says I moved your stuff.
No, I always come up real big on presents with Christine, but I have no idea.
What's the best present that you think you've ever gotten, Christine? Actually, whoa. This is a great little game right now. Don't say it. Write it down, and Christine also write it down, and I want to see if you guys match in our very own version of the Newlywed Game.
I just love Lewis's like showbiz instincts to get the crowd into applause, and then right after that we realize no one has papers or pen, and we're like, all right, let's scramble.
Lewis is pure showbiz. Let's repackage someone else's idea. When making whoopee, where's the craziest place?
Oh hell yeah. Ah, it's the Newlywed Game.
Make this question specific.
Big J is married to someone different, but we're going to talk to his girlfriend instead.
Phrase the question exact.
What is the best gift that you've ever purchased?
Just best.
Okay. For Christine, the best gift, in your opinion. And Christine, you have to write down the best gift that he's ever purchased.
Can I ask you a question?
What? Because she's a girl. She's going to be like, one time we just stared at the sun together. And melted our eyes out of our head.
Can I ask you this question?
Because who stares at the sun?
Is this something can this be something I just did for her? Or
Jay.
No, this is a question. No, it makes sense.
You're leading her.
I'm not.
It's a
Christine,
gift.
Plug your ears. Does it have to be a holiday gift, you're saying?
Plug up with your fists.
Do you make a Christmas gift or something?
Or no, does it have to be a Christmas gift or any gift for any reason?
Any gift. Any gift for any reason. Jay, the best gift that
you've
ever
gotten. Hold on, let me read what he's writing. A month without cheating. That is
one
quite a gift.
December 2017, my greatest gift.
To be fair, Jay pulled a hammy. So,
did you write, Christine? I won't.
Christine's, he's trying to read into
it. I already wrote it.
Jay's already playing mind games. He goes, did you write, Christine? Did you fucking write?
This is what I think the most emotional I went with.
She already wrote hers. Let me say.
We'll collect both of the answers now, and we'll see how well you guys know each other.
So Jay thinks that the best gift that he's ever gotten Christine was a Fleetwood Mac concert.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's see if it's on the board. Yeah. And By the way, can I tell you something? I took Lauren to that same Fleetwood Mac concert.
No, you didn't.
We were only a section away, and it's one of the shittiest gifts I've ever gotten her. It was just tickets to a dumb show.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No, but that's
I did take her to one Fleetwood Mac concert where you were.
So why do you think that's the best gift?
Because that means a lot to her. That's emotionally, that meant a lot to her. It was her mom. Her mom died when she was young, and that was her mom's favorite thing, and she loves Fleetwood Mac.
Can I tell you, by the way, when we went,
all the members.
2000, Buckingham and them started feuding, and he bailed off the tour. But the rest of them were there, and it was an incredible concert at the Garden.
Yeah.
And so Jay and Christine were there, and me and Lauren were there. This is in 2018, I believe, or maybe 2019. And so we go there, and me and Jay, we both had really great seats, but we're one section apart. So I'm like side stage, and Jay's like one section removed from side stage. And me and Jay just had that weird, so we get on the phone, and Jay right away is like, oh shit, you guys are right there. And then we found each other and waved, and Jay goes, oh, come over, there's two seats open next to us. And I was like, well, there's two seats open next to us. And then we just had like a weird thing on the phone for a minute where you're like, well, who's going to go
Who
over
to
the other
move?
Person?
Neither one did.
No. And then Jay is like, oh, no, it's a really good angle from where we're at.
It is.
And I was kind of like, no, it's a really better angle from side stage than one removed from side stage.
Can you see her face where you're at?
We saw her face perfectly. And by the way, let me tell you something. You go see Fleetwood Mac in modern day, their face isn't exactly what you're there for. You're there for the music.
It's true.
They're all 75. Anyway, if I finally conceded, I go, okay, we'll come over to you. And right as I did, some people came and took those seats next to Jay. And a little part of me was happy that they had to come over to us. And then I think you guys left after that because some people came and took the seats next to us.
Yeah, too. Everywhere we went, some people did show up eventually.
What a great story.
Wait. And then we all fuck Stevie Nicks.
Yay.
So it works out good.
What a Christine thing. The end.
So this emotional Fleetwood Mac concert, one of her best memories ever, the best gift ever.
It wasn't really a gift. That's
was not as...
I didn't even remember that I bought Lauren these tickets. I saw them pop up on my computer, and I went, yeah, I guess I'll get them.
That wasn't the show I'm talking about.
Well, she feels...
We saw the original members.
She feels as if the Louis Vuitton bag that you bought her was better.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Hell yeah. So you guys don't win. Sorry. Now we have three guys to fuck Christine in front of you.
All of our guests stay at the Hudson Hotel.
That's fun.
That was fun. One answer.
I mean, honestly, both of those are solid gifts.
Solid
All jokes aside, both very nice gifts.
Yes, I do get good gifts. Your relationship is relatively new.
Yeah.
So you don't know how big you want to dive in right
away. Well, it's not even big. That's not the issue. She doesn't like things, dude. I mean, I can get her like...
That's why she's with you.
Clearly. She hates everything, like happiness, emotional stability, support.
Attractiveness.
She cries a lot. I can get her like a handkerchief.
Yeah, get her a hanky.
I'll get a hanky.
A reusable hanky for her crying.
Maybe like a Kleenex gift certificate, something like that.
Yeah.
Be a good way to go. Do they
maybe,
make those?
Maybe get her a steak-shaped ice pack for her face when you slap her around. That's fun.
Here, baby, I got you a sling for your arm.
Yes.
Here's a lifetime supply of Epsom salt.
Yeah. I got you a neck brace. Why?
No, because she's a fucking... She's a girl. She doesn't want a Louis Vuitton bag. She wants, like... She literally wants me to spend time with her. That would be the gift.
No, she'll take a Louis Vuitton bag.
No, but she wants me to, like, go take a walk with her when I give it to her.
Yeah, and then give it to her and then be like, there's our yearly walk. And there's your bag.
She wants you to take a walk while you give her the gift.
Louis is like, baby,
I got a Twitch stream coming up in 5 minutes. Come in the middle and I'll throw your gift at you.
It makes me so happy to stream on Twitch, and she doesn't understand why that's better than hanging out with her.
I don't get it either.
Those are my friends.
Okay.
All right, real quick, guys, we got to thank one of our incredible sponsors, RockAuto.com. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to RockAuto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best possible prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for over 20 years.
They're not new. They've been here.
They make it easy for you to find all the auto parts that you might need.
You don't have to talk to counter guys anymore, people trying to upsell you. You can shop online for what you know you need or what you want, and it comes delivered right to your house. Whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop worker, or you're working on your own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at RockAuto.com. So much so that we don't even have a promo code for RockAuto.
No, they said, fuck it, dude.
They said the prices are that good. You don't need a
promo
code.
It's the lowest prices in the world. You do not need to go anywhere else.
But if you do go there, maybe just let them know you heard about it from Legion of Skanks.
Well, no, definitely do that. That's the important part.
Yeah, you know. It's just if you want to help us out. But if you're a car guy, just go over to RockAuto.com. Check out all the awesome stuff. It's great.
Sweet. All right, let's get back into it.
I don't know. Christine's all jewelried up and pursed up, so I don't know what else
it is. I don't understand why you get Christine things that, like, fucking prissy bitches get. Christine's like a fucking Nine Inch Nails depressing goth bitch.
Right, but she likes carrying her black makeup in a Louis Vuitton bag.
I've never noticed Christine and thought anything like she's wearing or holding is like, oh, like, wow, that's some fucking bougie shit right there.
No, because she wears a bunch of horse shit crap.
Right.
And then somewhere underneath that is a Tiffany necklace I got her.
Yeah, why are you dressed like a bag lady with a Tiffany necklace underneath all of it?
Because that's how I can get her to say things like she deserves nothing. It's all a manipulation, Lewis. Pay attention.
Here's my problem with this crowd. They don't like us abusing our girls verbally and physically, and it's kind of bothering me. I feel like you guys are not being...
Why don't you guys open your minds to domestic abuse?
It's fucking crazy.
Christine's fine. All of her bruises are under clothes.
And then, so then I was like, all right, I'll buy her one thing, because her birthday was a week before Christmas, and I bought her a few things.
I'm in that same camp.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So then I was like, all right, I'll buy her, I'll figure it out. I'll go to the mall, I'll buy her one thing. And I saw she has 6 boxes wrapped for me at home. So I have to, I have all these things, and I have no idea what's in the boxes.
It's a funny thing, too. I know your situation is definitely like you make a lot more money than your chick does, and you pay for everything. I mean, I don't know that, but I just know that. And like you haven't told me that, but I just know that situation.
No, dude, she's the breadwinner and she's paying for everything.
The best gift you've got?
But it's so funny when you do that and then they just buy you like a ton of shit and you're like, yeah, it's pretty easy when you don't have to worry about all of the bills to just spend your yearly income.
Yeah, but it's gonna be like
I don't know if Christine's ever given me a gift where I've been like, how could you?
No, it's gonna be a fucking picture frame or some shit.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's a picture of me and you. That's not a fucking gift. A picture of me and you is not a gift.
You that crazy is, bitch. Where am I going to put that? In my office where I try to bring other women?
That is a woman's gift. She's like, I got
That's going to raise some eyebrows in my fuck wagon.
She's like, I got you a picture of me and you on our second month anniversary.
Yeah, what's the best gift you ever gotten from a girl?
From a girl?
Mm-hmm.
Girls don't give me good gifts. That's not true. She got me a bunch of gifts in the beginning, like she was trying to court me.
Like what? Just like wacky shit? Here's a 32 gig iPod.
It was like a new suitcase and a water pick.
Did she really?
Yeah, I swear to God, they just show up at my house.
Suitcase and a water pick?
Hell yeah.
The water pick's a weird one.
Water pick is dope.
Yeah, but it's a weird gift to get from a new girlfriend where she's like, hey, can you clean some of that shit out of your teeth?
No, I left my water pick in a hotel and I was sad about it.
I'm tired of sucking pulled pork out of your molars. Don't kiss me or use this.
I feel really bad because you were like, what's the best gift you ever gotten from a girl? I'm like, you know what? No bitch has ever got me a good gift. And I probably got 100 really meaningful, thoughtful gifts from girls, and I just don't remember any of them.
You have broken the heart of at least 15 women just by saying that on this show.
Here's
one woman out there in the world gave you a child.
Yeah.
And you go, no woman has ever given me anything meaningful.
Technically, I gave her a child.
Yeah. He's right. We blasted those kids into them.
Sure.
Now, her fucking egg was just going to sit there and fall out of her pussy at the end of the month. I made that egg worth something.
You're already done with that egg.
I got to say, the problem for girls buying me gifts, and Carla would say this and Christine says it too, the problem when I was something I
want. What do you get the man who has everything?
Sort of in the sense that like whatever it is that I want to get, just get like, it.
Jay, what do you want? NBA 2K, and I already have it.
Exactly. That's kind of the problem. It's like I just get the stuff that I want to get. So no, there's nothing to get me when it comes time.
Well, I wanted a PS5, and I did not buy myself one. I'm hoping that my family and friends have all collectively gotten together and got me one. That'd be really amazing.
It's a small miracle. I got myself one. That's what I'm saying.
I know.
Christine said, I'm getting you a PlayStation 5 when they come out. They're just none available yet. And then I found one available, and I just got it.
Well, so you took that away from her.
Well, yeah, but I understand because Jay doesn't want to wait till she figures it out. He's like, I can have it.
What, I got to let her girl brain figure out how to get a video game system?
She's like, I bought plane tickets to Japan, and...
Yeah, and here it is. First Nintendo. Isn't that what you wanted?
Yeah,
one time I heard you say First Nintendo was fun when you got it.
They didn't have
so I got creative, and I bought you a PS4 and a PS1. So that's just as good, right?
I told this years ago on the bonfire. I may have told it here, but that was the best, dude. When the breakup during holiday season, my girlfriend... When I was younger, started seeing somebody else right around the holidays, and I found out, and she broke up with me. Then she would come around a bunch and say, like, no, I made a mistake. I want to be with you. But her family didn't like me. They wanted her to break up with me because it was some family friend she was fucking. And
why didn't they like you?
I don't know. They just didn't.
All right, let's guess.
I was older. Definitely because I was older. No, it's because I was older for sure.
How old were you?
At this point, probably when we broke up, it was like 19 or 16, maybe.
Oh, nice.
And, this was probably when I was like, no, this is more like
30, 20,
21, 18, I think.
it's like 41, 12.
No, when we broke up, it was like 21 or 22 and 18 or 9. It was 22 and 19 is actually what it was for sure.
22
when we
broke
up. We were together for a long time.
Not very bad, but I would at the time. Feels like more than a...
No, but I was just like... Because I was around for so many... We were together for so long, on and off, being this girl, that, like, I was just the villain in that house. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, this is the Philly trash
one,
your first one.
Well, yes. Jay, you did laugh maniacally every time it lightened.
Yeah, no, I would probably get scared. I don't like weather. I was afraid of weather when I was young. But this girl...
Good yes and.
It's true. I was very afraid
of
weather.
Hey, hold on. There's my nothing's funny alarm.
Oh, your nothing's funny dinger went off.
Hold on,
your dinger.
We just reached. Nothing's going to be funny tonight.
Sorry, guys. If no one hits a punchline for
two
straight minutes.
Dinger went off. Nothing funny. No, but she got me. So she would come over and we'd fuck, and then she'd leave at night. This happened like 3 or 4 times in a week. She'd leave, and then her mom would be like, you went over to Jay's house today. And she'd be like, I didn't. And then they would call me together. And she'd be like, did I come over to your house today? And I'd be like, yeah. And she'd be like, no, I didn't, you piece of shit. I'm with this other guy. And it was so shitty. But then she came over.
Back then, you couldn't even send a text heads up.
Nope.
You just had to get on the phone and hope you got the wink, wink nature.
There was no wink, wink. It was horrifyingly hurtful. So,
wait, I don't know. What did she think you were going to say?
Huh?
What did she think you were going to say?
She would tell me that we're together still.
But I understand what her angle is. She's just retarded?
I think she... Yeah, well...
Yeah, she called me and assumed I would help her out somehow.
Well, first off, from the stories I've heard, she's not that bright. But also, I think she was just boxed into a corner where she had no other option but to call Jay and then was just hoping, just Hail Mary.
That I would just be fucking rad and be like, yeah, you weren't here today. You're with another guy. We kept breaking up and coming back together. And like the day before Christmas, maybe Christmas Eve or the day before, it was day before Christmas
Jay,
Eve.
This story better end in her getting, she gets you a Porsche or something.
Nope.
I don't know.
Nope. She goes, I made a terrible mistake. We should be together. And I was like, oh yeah, for sure. Now, this guy, she was fucking behind my back. I caught her on a voice message like that. She was like, or he reached out to her and was like, I had a great time hanging. I want to hang again.
You like called her voicemail and listened to her voicemails?
Yeah.
That was a big thing. So instead of checking text messages back in the day, I would do this all the time. I knew my girl's password
code
to her voicemail, so I would just, like, every hour, call, check her voicemails.
Well, you know what I did?
Every fucking hour. Expecting some dude to be, like, beating off or fucking...
Oh, my God, I'm coming to your voicemail.
Oh, your boyfriend's such a bitch.
Yeah, he's such a pussy. No, what happened was, actually, I went to... Me, Keith Robinson, and Kevin Hart went to Keith's house one night to play Madden when we got home from Philly. So I was like, hey, I'm not going to be home to whatever to pick you up or whatever. I said tomorrow from work or something. And then I thought I was going to stay at Keith's. And then we just played for like a little bit. And I was like, oh, actually, I'm going to go home now. So I will be able to pick her up. So I went to go delete the message.
Oh, really?
And it said...
Is that what you told her, or is that really what happened?
My life. I swear to God.
Did you tell this lie so much that you believe it, and now you think this is what happened?
It was so awkward because I was at Keith's house with Keith and Kevin.
So I accidentally hit the button.
On speakerphone, they're hearing it go.
I fell, and then my phone must have dialed your number and typed in your code by accident.
No, I was going to just erase it, and it said, you have two messages. So I listened to the one, and it was a guy going, had a really great time hanging out. I'd like to see you again.
Tonight, I like Thursday.
That, I like that your coughing really made it sound like you were crying through that statement. You go,
and then he said, you really love
how
to
could
again?
She? No, so and then I had to do that thing where you have to sit all night because I couldn't get a hold of her to hear about it the next morning. You know that pain.
You're just fucking crying.
Probably.
Yes, dude.
So I'm just...
I remember when Alex, the one who cheated on me with the dog walker.
Poem, dude, the poem.
No, just... Yeah.
Yes.
The poem. So, but she, on New Year's Eve, like, it's so funny, like, she just, like, went dark, like, on New Year's Eve, right? Uh-huh. We were having problems. And she was, like, just, you know, supposed to be out with, like, a friend or whatever. And she just dark, dude. And I just knew she was just out with some dude. And I just spent the night.
Did you put on music?
Dude, I spent the night crying hard.
Did you put on music?
Like, were you living with me at that time?
I don't know. No music. There was no. It wasn't like trying to get myself to be sad.
I'll pick a music.
It was like violent, like calling her over and over again, threatening, and just. I mean, dude, it was fucking.
But one be threatening, the next one be like, please just say you're okay. You know how many times I've said, just tell me you're okay. I don't care what you're doing. Tell me you're okay. And then if she goes, I'm okay. You go, what the fuck are you doing, you dumb slut? I don't just care that you're okay. I want to know what the fuck you're doing. If you're doing something terrible, I hope you're dead.
Oh, man.
Well, this girl, so I wait till the morning, and then when I got a hold of her, she goes, this is how long ago this was, she goes, I go, yeah, so I guess you're seeing somebody else now or something. She goes, you checked my voicemail? She goes, that guy has access to PlayStation 2s. This is when PlayStation 2 came out. She goes, he's getting me your PlayStation 2 for Christmas. And I just wanted to believe that so bad I believed it.
Oh, wow.
I remember telling Keith and Kev that in the car.
Oh, no.
And they were like, Keith was like, dummy, she's fucking that guy. She's like, I'm like, you guys are wrong. She's not like that.
Why would the guy that's fucking my girl give me a PlayStation 2?
Why would the person who you want to buy a PlayStation 2 from say it was great hanging out with you on a voicemail?
I'd like to see you again. But I wanted to believe it, so I just did. And they were making fun of me. And then... the next day, she was like, we're back together. So it's like the day before Christmas. It was the day before Christmas Eve. She goes, we're back together. I go, shit, I got to go get her a fucking present. So I ran to a jewelry store and got her like some fake emerald, something for $65, whatever it was.
Seemed pretty good at the time, I bet.
Dude, $65? That was a bajillion dollars to me back then. I couldn't believe I even had it available.
Jay took out a credit card.
I may have had to borrow for sure. So I went and got to this rink, and she came over. She goes, let's do our presents now. And I'm like, but it's not even Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is tomorrow. And she goes, yeah, but I got so much stuff I got to do with family and stuff. So, like, let's just do it now. So I go, okay. And she came over, and I gave her this ring. And she was just crying, and she was like, it's beautiful. She was so emotional about it. And then, now here's my thing. She told me this.
You're like, you have a PlayStation 2 in your mind. Yes. So you're like, $65. You're like, I just paid $65 for a $300 PlayStation 2.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you made out.
Absolutely.
Of course.
She goes, so here, by the way, when she came in, by the way, she came in with nothing. Nothing in her hand. Right. So I was like, oh, it's in her car.
Yeah.
So she comes in and she goes,
she already set it up on my TV.
15 minutes. I wish. No, dude. She goes, I wonder if anybody here knows the story. She fucking goes, close your eyes. And now I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, you want me to close my eyes for the entire time it takes you to walk outside to your car and get my present? And okay. So I close my eyes, and then she, without leaving, she goes, open them. So I guess in her pocket, she had two wrapped packages, small. I opened up one. It was incense. No reason for, I didn't smoke weed at that point in my life or anything. There was no reason for incense. And I swear to you, it was Dollar Tree's version of Tommy Hilfiger cologne. Dollar store.
She goes, I just want you to burn these incense and really relax while I tell you I'm fucking the PlayStation guy.
Dave, he never was interested off in PlayStation. So she goes, oh, and she can see my face being kind of like, oh, cool. And she goes, okay, are you ready for your real present now? I go, oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Lewis, on my life, I fucking did my hands. PlayStation 2, I'm stepping into a whole new world. PlayStation 2 ran until the late aughts. This is 99 or something, 2000 maybe. So I'm rubbing my hands. She goes, you ready for your real present? I go, yeah. She goes, close your eyes again. She says, open them again without leaving the room. And when I opened my eyes, she had a wad of cash, a wad, of which she sliced off three 20s and put it down the table. And she goes, I wasn't able to get you a PlayStation 2, but get yourself a game for PlayStation 1.
No.
On my life.
No.
She's divorced in some bumfuck town now. She's fine. Fuck her. She's fine.
Wow.
She's divorced with three kids.
Do you check on her sometimes? Obviously. Huh? You obviously check on her sometimes.
Say again?
You obviously check on her sometimes.
You're divorced with three kids, whereas Jay has one kid and is still married.
You could so make it work, bitch. I guess you couldn't make it work, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So you had to not only find out that she really didn't give a shit or didn't try at all, but also in that moment find out that she was fucking that dude.
Yes.
From the voicemail.
Yeah.
Did you bring that up? Were you like, so what the fuck was that voicemail about again?
No, I just ate it. And then.
And so you just in your mind were like, she was trying to get me a PlayStation 2.
You know what's hilarious?
The deal fell through, but the guy still wants to hang out with her.
No, so I found out who the guy was. I got a hold of the guy. I went that far. I got a hold of the guy. And me and the guy, I was like, yo, she keeps coming over to my house in the mornings, and I guess she's seeing you at night or whatever the fuck it is. And he goes, oh, really, dude? He goes, I don't give a shit, man. He goes, you know what? He goes, keep her, dude. I don't give a fuck. It doesn't mean that much to me. But we broke up over it, and that's the guy she married and is divorced now.
Wow. So he wins?
No.
So do you think, like...
Now he's got three kids with my dumb ex-girlfriend.
It's like, yeah, we got three kids and a PlayStation 2, bitch.
He got it. It was supposed to be yours. I got it that day. Damn, it was fun.
It really was about a PlayStation 2.
She used to suck my dick while I played Uncharted 2.
Here, bitch, twerk in front of me while I play Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, fuck.
Fuck, dude. Okay, really quickly, guys, we must thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show. Hey,
Lewis, wait, if you wouldn't mind, Could you barrel through this one? I've got the party to get to. Keep it speedy. I'll lay low.
Look, I'm talking about people who are over the age of 21 who like to get high,
sickness,
super high, who is living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Guess what? Get it from YoDelta.com. They have vapes and gummies that really, really get you stoned. I'll tell you what, I took a gummy right before today's show, and I am gummy.
Hang on, I think it's called Ronaldo. Yes. No, I'm coming. Wait outside for me. Put the hazards on. We're almost done. Yes, Ronaldo, I'm coming.
So look, if you're over 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, order your Delta 8 THC directly from YoDelta.com.
Ronaldo, you get like this every time I'm running late. Sometimes I have to do an ad read and it goes a little long. So, Lewis, where were you?
Use the promo code GASP when you check out to save 25%. Once again, that's YoDelta.com.
Yes, promo blah, blah, code. Blah, 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 blah.
Promo code GASP. All right.
Blah, blah. All right, peace out, dudes.
Yeah. Should we do our...
We have to. Do you want to do some of these gifts? One of the gifts we got, we have to do.
Let's do it.
All right, so this is from, I think it's a company called Ostentations. I got a little letter right here. It says, a gift for Luis J. Gomez.
Oh, that's very nice.
Well, we're going to all have it right now together. You had mentioned on episode 598 that it's cool to send gifts, so I went ahead and sent a gift that is way better than those bitch-ass knives.
All right.
I sent you one pack of my ostentatious 24K gold king-size rolling papers. I'd appreciate if you open this on the next LOS and tell the crowd, ha-ha, I have gold and you don't. Ha-ha, fuck you. Then smoke one in the crowd's face and flip them off. So we have gold, literally sheets of 24 karat gold that we're gonna roll joints with now. And like kings on Christmas, smoke these fucking joints.
On Christmas or tonight?
On Christmas tonight.
Why not now?
Tonight's our Christmas.
Oh, our Christmas. Yeah.
Legion Against Christmas is December 20th, by the way, guys. Yeah.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh,
so, no one joined in.
No one cared. No one cared. And then also we have to read this Christmas story, right?
Yeah. You want to open more presents first?
Yeah, please. Let's do it.
Lewis, if you would.
Let's see, Jay. You could open this one.
Ooh. You'll shoot your eye out. But
it's a package.
Ooh, it is a little package.
Let's see.
What is it? Human remains? Teeth? Wouldn't it be great if it was Clue to a Murder?
Canadian Clue?
A Canadian clue to
Canadian
a murder?
Clue to a murder? It's just a $5 coin.
Yeah. It's gravy and cheese on French fries. Dude, this thing is wrapped up.
Well, this is a real sheet of gold.
This one's vacuum sealed. I need a scissors.
Oh, no, dude. It's definitely going to be drugs.
Oh, Bobby, you saw this? You saw.
What is there a letter? There was a letter?
Jay, no letter.
You read the card first.
There's
dude.
No letter in here. Don't fucking yell at me. There's no letter.
All right, well, fuck it.
I can't believe Christina said that Fleetwood Mac concert.
Oh, yeah, there was a letter in the envelope, Jay, right here.
Okay, read it.
I'm rolling the fucking golden joint, dude.
Oh, it's a felonious amount of mushrooms.
Is it this card right here, Bobby? Yes. Okay, here, let's see.
I, honestly, God, looking at these is making me nauseous. I can't do the actual mushrooms. I got to take them in a weird way, like in peanut butter sauce or something.
A nice puppy card.
Oh. Yeah.
It says, get well quick. I hope you like whatever is making you sick. Thanks for inviting us in studio to watch the Skanks this summer. It meant a lot. We love you. Name a person that we will not say because they definitely broke many laws.
Thank you.
And we have a bunch of mushrooms. You guys like mushrooms? Listen, you could take a mushroom or two now. We'll pass them out to you guys.
Dude, the whole crowd get on mushrooms right now.
Pass them around. Hey, look, couple things. Wait. If you've not taken mushrooms, do not take mushrooms right now for the first time.
Also,
unless you're gay.
No, dude, don't do it. I'm not going to be responsible if you're having a bad trip and you go.
No, what's even a bad trip? Just fucking spiders and nightmares come to life?
For the record, I was not a part of distributing drugs, but I will tell you that that stuff will cure COVID.
Yeah.
It's better than ivermectin.
It's a pack of ivermectin.
Do you guys want to break on through to the other side or you want to be gay your whole life?
Hey guys, this is actually hydroxychloroquine. If you guys take two of these capsules,
you don't get COVID.
You will not get COVID, guys.
It's impossible.
Guaranteed.
Dude, we're gonna smoke gold weed.
I love it. Is that the only gifts? Golden rolling papers and a giant bag of mushrooms. What a fucking...
What's that big box there?
It's your mom's pussy.
No shit.
Oh,
I'll tell you what.
Shit.
It's more horizontal than I thought it would be.
You know what it
is? Is it packaged sideways?
All right, Jay. We didn't want to tell you right away, but this is the PlayStation 2. You finally got it.
Yay! So. Is there an extra controller so my friends can play?
That girl is here. She was never fucking that guy.
Damn. Are people getting too big in them?
That was the most drug addict-y comment I've ever heard in my life. Yeah, wait, seriously?
No, it's a guy who wants to do some mushrooms.
Hey, dude, have fun, dude. Give this guy. Hey, Tom, make sure he gets some mushrooms on that side of the room, dude. Don't be.
Oh, yeah, come, you know, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord.
Fuck you, Jews. Suck my cock, Jews.
Now, dude, people don't feel that way. Watch how fast this goes. Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Gila. And by the way,
you want to bring the noise and the funk against Jews?
How dare you? By the way, that wasn't one of the legit words. Except Havana Gila. I just Josh Adam Myered that whole song.
Dead.
That would sell. You're rolling gold. Should we read this book? You want to do plugs? You want to read the book?
Let's do plugs.
Good, Lewis. Fire right away, dude.
Actually, you go first because I have new dates. That
okay,
let me go because I just I only have a couple things. But in January, I will be in Boston doing a live stand up show and a live part of the Problem podcast with Robbie the Fire Bernstein. Then I'll be in Minnesota also doing a live stand up show and a live part of the Problem. And I got some more stuff coming up. I'm booking out a lot of stuff for 2022. Yeah, so catch me there. Part of the Problem, and that's all.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. A ton of things come up. New Year's Eve, Providence, Rhode Island. Come out to the Comedy Connection. Let's ring in the New Year's together. I'm there the 30th through the 1st. Come check it out. Me and Justin Silver is going to be with me. Christine will be hanging out. I have Nashville. I have Milwaukee coming up in January. The Virago's Cruise is coming. So many dates. I'm on the road nonstop for the first half of the year. So check out my BigJComedy.com website, and you can find out where I'm coming to a city near you. SDR show right here on the Guest Digital Network. Bonfire, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Sirius XM Faction Talk 103. Me and Dan Soder. And Bonfire merch also now. Bonfiremerch.com. So check that out for Bonfire merch. Well, of course, as much as a podcast merch for all your Legion of Skanks holiday attire.
Yeah, guys, make sure you subscribe to Guest Digital Network. Get the entire on-demand library for every LOS show. Use the promo code LOS30. Get a 30-day free trial. I got some live dates coming up. Lots of stuff coming up. I'll be in Lexington, Kentucky. Oh, shit. Hold on. Next month. Yeah, starting in January. I'll be in Lexington, Kentucky. Hold on. Fuck
are
this.
You, though?
Yeah.
What are you, though?
No, it's going to be... Jay, I'm not you. I'm going to fucking relax. All my dates are happening. I'm going to racist Nazi towns. That's
okay.
What I do, okay? I'll be in the Funny Bone in Nazi-ass Hartford, Connecticut. January 21st through 22nd. Then I'll be in the home of the KKK, Arlington, Massachusetts.
Oh, the home of the KKK.
The 19th of February. That'll be at Comics in Mohegan Sun, 24th to 26th of February. Emouse Theater in Emouse, Pennsylvania on March 11th. Lots more dates coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets for all those and more.
Yeah.
And follow my Twitch, twitch.tv/PureRattlesnake. Watch me play video games.
Watch Lewis present his girlfriend with her Christmas gift.
I came in second place in Fortnite on my first time ever trying.
You were excited.
Pretty
wow.
Neat.
Wow.
It was a fun time.
Yeah, Dave. Sorry about the boner, bro.
It's.
I still have never tried Fortnite for the first time, so I might come in first place. Who knows?
No way. Not with three kills. Am I right, Lewis?
Three kills was the more impressive part, dude. Second place doesn't mean anything. The fact that you weren't camping and you got three kills was pretty goddamn impressive.
Yeah. I just face it head on like I do life. Can we read this book?
I would love to.
Is now the time?
And now's the time, please.
What book are we reading?
Well, it's a holiday book for the holidays.
Yeah, dude, obviously.
Well, okay, I assume.
It's the Bible, front to back.
All right, let's do it.
Legion of Skanks does the Bible. Dude, we should do a Cliff's Notes version of the Bible. I don't know how much you know about the Bible.
No, I think we do a straight audio book and sell it.
I bet you that Dave
word
has...
Word for word in...
I bet you that Dave has read the Bible, you boring asshole.
Yes, I have read the Bible.
Oh, my Lord.
And yes. There's a few billion of us, so I don't think it's that awful of a thing. I don't know if I read every word of it, but I have read.
What
I have read most of the Bible.
You read most of the Bible.
Yeah.
I remember when I went on the road with Nate Bargatze. I had this idea when I was a young comedian that I was going to take the 666th page out of every Bible in every hotel that I stayed in and make a book of page 666 of the Bibles. And then I told.
Can we, hold on, before you
what
do
happened,
the
you got
story,
laid once?
Can we just take? Can we just take a second to appreciate how much Lewis sucked? Like that, this was like a thing that he went. This will be so badass.
Yeah, dude.
Lewis had never been in a hotel in his life, but he had heard the rumor that hotels have Bibles in them.
Doggy. So I told Nate, and Nate's religious. So and I know I actually tore it out. I was like, shh, in front of him.
Lewis had met such few
dude,
good people.
He's always watching.
Lewis was around such scumbags and never encountered good people in his life that it never even dawned on him that this might deeply offend some people.
I mean,
to do
now
in front
that
of
I
them.
Know Nate.
Yeah, if you did it on the road with me, I'd have been like, let's have a seance.
Jay would have thought it was cool.
I thought it was so rad.
He kind of thinks it's cool now thinking about it.
I'm in a hotel so much, dude. I'm taking the 666th page out. I'm going to get so much pussy with that information.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, just thinking now about Nate and who he is and how offended he was, and he's watching me tear a page out of the Bible.
That's the word of the Lord.
By the way,
man, what are you doing? It's the word of the Lord right there.
At this point, Nate has brought Lewis on the road for what's a pretty big opportunity for Lewis.
Oh, dude. That was such a... It's so hilarious. Nate now... wisely picks his opening acts. Vecchio owns with him. Like, he's never even sort of kind of asked me to go on the road to one of his massive theaters, nor should he.
No.
Because I would upset the 15-year-olds in the audience.
I don't know.
And the 90-year-olds.
Is Nate's audience 15-year-olds?
Dude, it's the whole family, and it's fucking... That's why he's so successful. He's so fucking good.
It's fun for the whole family.
Yeah.
Well, he is. I mean, listen.
He offends nobody, and it's so fucking funny, dude. He's great. He's one of the best in the world.
He really is. He got so fucking good.
Yeah. Nate's
People are freaking out about Louis' special coming out.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. So I haven't... Either of you guys watched it?
I watched it. Bobby Kelly sent me a text, a bunch of people a text saying to, like, put out the thing. I put out the link. I got a bunch of shit from, like, fucking chicks on the internet mad that I would even share.
I swear to you, in my mind, I'm like, Louis doesn't need me enough for the... I eat my own shit every week. I'm like, to post about Louis' special being out, like, they know. Louis' not going to post that my special's out.
Well, that was actually...
You get... By the way, I will say that I noticed... And it doesn't go to the spam folder or whatever because I bought the last one. I get fucking emailed.
Too.
I get emailed every time Louis is on the road or whatever, anything like that. But I have heard from some people.
That's great.
Who I really, you know, some great comics who I really trust on it who are like, this is like a fucking incredible hour of stand up. So
I thought the one in quarantine was great.
I thought it was very good. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I am great. You're right.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. He's been a little off this episode, but in general, he's a great guy. Give it up for him.
Yeah.
It is
sure
very
is
weird that first off there was this big
trailer's
article
great.
on the what's it called, the Daily fucking Beast or whatever, that was like Louis C.K. putting out this special proves cancel culture doesn't exist. You know, like he's still doing stuff basically, which is so weird because it's like, so you're really gonna say there's no difference between being the biggest comedian in the world and independently putting out your own special
yeah,
on
it would
an
have
email
premiered
link.
On, it would have premiered on HBO Max.
Come on, like, obviously no. there's
can
something.
I say something?
But the thing about being angry, but the thing about being angry, which is so weird about this, is that it's like, guys, he lost his fucking movie. He's never done a late night show since then. He hasn't done like any mainstream things since then. He's literally been reduced to like,
Who stayed with him?
3 years later, can I just email my followers who would like to see an hour of my stand-up and say, you can come to my website and buy my hour of stand-up?
Sure.
And they're still pissed off about that.
Well, I will
that.
Say, he did a baller move. What they're really pissed off about is he bought the opening commercial slot on Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
Well, that is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Which is a baller-ass move.
I'll tell you what. And it was baller, and he got fucked a little bit, because I didn't even know that, because when I started SNL... And I saw that it was like, there's no audience, no cast, so they're just going to show you some stuff from dress rehearsals.
Yeah, yeah.
I stopped watching, so I didn't even see the commercial. So I'm saying he actually paid all that money for that, and it didn't get seen a lot.
I mean, he got enough press on it.
No,
enough
press.
Publicity.
Of course.
So,
it was still a smart move.
The people freaking out about it, they just stoked the fire even more. Like, they don't even understand, like, it just creates clicks, it creates interest. So, but yeah, people are getting very, very upset. But then I just, like, I was traveling, like, the day after it came out. So if I'm on an airplane, I just go on Twitter, and I'm like, I'm just going to sit there and argue with people all day long. So I just kept on arguing with people all day long. It was very funny to like call people on their hypocrisy, because like it'll be like a chick being like, yeah, fuck you, Louie. I don't support a guy who fucking, you know, hurts women and attacks people. And then it was like there was a few of them. Who was the fuck? What's the guy's name? God damn it. There was another one too, but Elton John was the one that he got accused of trying to sexually assault his bodyguard.
Oh, you?
Course,
I saw your tweet.
Which was hilarious, because I'd fuck Elton John up. I would make him rape
himself. I swear to God, I thought you were going to say I'd fuck Elton John if I was his bouncer.
No,
I swear to God, that's what I was going to say.
Elton John,
you're talking about Bob Dylan's?
Dylan. Yeah. But she had Bob Dylan in her profile, which is hilarious because he got accused of raping a 12-year-old girl.
Aww.
Which is way worse than what Louis was accused and never found guilty of.
Yeah, but
although he did admit it.
Yeah, though he did
but
admit
still.
It.
Dummy. Stupid ass. Deny everything. Louis should have handled it. He should have been like, yeah, so what? Fuck you. He should have never went away. Or he should have denied it and be like, those girls are liars. Destroy them.
Yeah.
Destroy them. Dox their families. Those are the only two valid ways to go about this.
No in between. There's no gray area in this. Ruin their lives or accept your defeat.
It's
well, that's what they said. They say that like Louis ruined their lives, but did he?
No, that's
no.
Well, that's ridiculous. But what's hard to almost believe? Shit moves so fast these days that it's hard to like. You know, it's hard to remember. Like in 2019, there was no fucking COVID shit or anything like that. But Louis was, before this shit went down, he was so in with those people. Like, those lefty bloggers loved Louis C.K. They were all behind him. He was, like, their champion. If you remember, they used to write articles that were like, you know, Louis can do rape jokes, but the rest of you can't because you're not as good as him. He was so huge. He was so huge that the New York Times wrote, like, this huge piece on him. It was on every news channel. Like, everyone was into. And now he's down to just being like, can I do an hour? Like, can I just do some stand-up? And even that's controversial. It's so weird how much it's changed. But anyway, I heard it's really great.
Go buy it. Go fucking buy Louis' special.
Yeah. I'm sure it is.
I'm going to buy it. I'll
buy it for sure.
Yeah, we'll end up watching it without a doubt.
Yeah, fuck yeah. We should have just watched it instead of doing the show.
Yeah.
Probably better.
Stolen his
Pop
special.
Pop it on. I'll sit back.
You have it, Bobby? Send me the free link. Let's go. Steal from Louis. Fuck it. You know what?
I'm not paying.
Yeah.
I'm watching it. I ain't buying it.
Really? Wait a minute. I can get it for free? I mean, he did jerk off in front of those girls.
I'll tell you what.
I don't think you should get any more money.
I paid for Jake Paul and Tyrone Woodley, and boy, oh boy.
Tyron, you paid for it?
Yeah.
I didn't pay for it. I had a comedian friend send me a link, so I got to watch it for free.
I just watched the highlights the next day. I bought the first one, and I just wasn't that interested by the next one. I thought...
In the middle of every fight that I order of Jake Paul's, I go, why did I order this? But the end of this one, I was like, yo, come on. Tyrone Woodley can't come out of his house. Tyron can't come out of his house for the rest of the year. That's
dude, my
he's
favorite,
humiliated.
My favorite
he's
meme.
Humiliated.
My favorite meme so far. It just says Tyron Woodley's trainer, and it's that black guy that has all those shitty like self-defense moves.
Yeah. I mean,
nah, I don't know, dude. The thing is that Jake Paul is actually a pretty good boxer.
He hasn't fought a boxer yet, though.
Well, yeah, no, I don't think he's like good on that level. I'm saying he's good for like if you fucking try to
fight
box
a guy who's not a boxer.
He's super athletic. He's good at boxing, and he's got a lot of money, a lot of time. He has all of the
and
tools.
He's invested full time.
Yeah, dude,
being
he's into
boxer.
It. Like, it's not like bullshit. Yeah, yeah. He can box. And by the way, people that are really in the know are going, No, Jake Paul can actually fucking hit hard.
He can, and
he
could
did
actually
knock out Tyron Woodley, dude.
He planned that. It's not so much that he knocked him out; it's that he set him up for that knockout punch. Like he saw
but
that.
I didn't see
it. Wasn't
fight.
Like he threw a punch at the right time. He set it up
from
completely.
From what I understand, it was not a great performance up until the knockout.
Yeah, let's go.
From what you watched the fight, Jay? From what I heard, it was not a great performance up to the.
It
knockout.
Wasn't. But here's the thing: he knew that. Tyron Woodley kept like pawing. Like,
can you say it right once?
Tyron?
T-Rone.
T-Rone?
T-Bone. T-Bone Woodley.
T-Bone Woodley.
Woodley?
Tyron.
I'm just going to go with Woodley. Woodley, he kept like pawing at the punches, like trying to catch, because he was doing like the MMA style. And so when he just knows that, he faked low and just drilled him, and he had called.
No, you'll parry in boxing. That's what he was doing, but he just was parrying too low. His guard wasn't good. It's the sixth round, and Jake's a better boxer. I said this before they fought. Jake has way more room to grow and improve. Tyron's on his way out. He's not getting better
as
a fighter.
He was never that Jake good of a boxer. That was never really his thing.
He knocked people out in UFC.
Yeah, but that's it. Knocking people out and being a good boxer are like kind of different things.
When they're looking
like,
for the takedown because you're such an incredible wrestler and an athlete, so they drop their hands and you come over the top with these 4-ounce gloves, you're super strong and athletic, you'll put somebody on their ass. And also, that's not knocking somebody out in MMA is them not intelligently defending themselves for 1 second, whereas knocking somebody out in boxing is, it's a different,
but it's also
it's
like
taller
just
task.
So when you could be throwing, like, when you could be throwing kicks and knees and you could be clinching and you could be shooting a double leg, it just kind of changes the way you can throw wild punches. And Woodley was really good at, like, which is what he tries to do in boxing. Like, he closes the distance real quick and then, like, throws crazy shit and catches people. But boxing, like, Jake Paul's a way better boxer. I just figured it was going to go this way. I didn't think he'd knock him out like that, but I figured he would just win again.
I called it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You thought he was going to fucking snow. That was one of the craziest knockouts I've ever seen.
I was like, he's going to be way better in this fight than Tyron was. Tyron's coming on short notice. What Jake's been fighting for the toughest fight of his life.
A lot of people are saying that they think, like people who really know boxing way better than I do, are being like, no, he could probably beat some pros.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Some pros
for
beat.
Sure, dude.
But he is now going to find himself in a position where he can only, he's almost like reached the ceiling of like, okay, now he's got to fight someone.
That's the best meme.
That's great.
Damn. Oh, my God.
That's shit, that's so great.
That's fantastic.
By the way, nobody called Jimmy except for me, I guarantee you.
I talked to Jimmy.
Check out his fingers.
No, he was actually reached out by something else.
I made him use his finger phone to make sure it worked. Jimmy, you there?
Text me back.
He didn't say he blistered up or anything.
Yeah, he said he's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I think that he's gonna he's at only at most one fight away from fighting someone who can really box, even if it's an MMA guy. He still hasn't fought an MMA guy who can really box. Like, he was calling out Nate Diaz and Jorge Masvidal. Those guys are like actually really good boxers. Even though they do UFC, so that'd be interesting.
I don't think it's foregone conclusion that those guys beat Jake Paul in boxing.
I don't think it's foregone. No, but that's all.
They're
so
massively undersized. Jake is obsessing over this dude. He's a really
I agree with
dude.
You.
It's those guys are fucking lightweights.
But I'm not saying it's a foregone conclusion. I'm saying that would be the first time that he's fighting someone who's really good at boxing. Would actually be kind of interesting.
Yeah, he'd have just a reach advantage, size advantage.
Yes, he would. But it's not a
better training camp.
It's not a foregone conclusion that he'd beat them either.
No,
I wouldn't
bet against Jake Paul again. Nate Diaz, I'd actually probably bet on Jake Paul.
I'd bet on Nate Diaz against Jake Paul.
I'll bet you, baby. I hope it happens.
Nate is incredibly hard to put away, has excellent cardio and really good boxing
he's
technique.
He's way smaller than Jake Paul, though.
Yes, he is, but I think Nate finds a way to win that.
Let's move on because I don't want it's not
just a little bit of foreshadowing. New project.
New Year is happening, baby boy.
Oh, me, I'll be fucking myself. Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at Legion of Skanks. Of course, that is Fume. Pronounced F-U-M-E, but spelled F-U-M. Fume is one of the best ways to quit smoking and vaping naturally. There is no electronics involved. It's a handcrafted wooden inhaler with only cores filled with the benefits of super plants. No smoke, no vape, no nicotine. It helps with the hand-to-mouth habit. It helps with nicotine cravings. I'm doing it again. I'm just reading straight up. Man, Fume rules. Put it in a pussy and see how menthol-y it gets. I had to go off script somehow.
What a great way to quit smoking. I'll tell you right now, they have the holiday box right now, which has snickerdoodle, candy cane, eggnog cookies, spice orange. What an incredible
the
gift for the holidays.
Is awesome.
Giving the gift of quitting smoking. Imagine that. Wow. Right now, go to breathefume.com/legion. Breathefume.com/legion. You save 10% off your entire order. Once again, that is breathefume.com/legion. Okay, where were we? Let's pull up this this book. This is a holiday... A special holiday show, and Bobby thought this would be a great book for us to read on Christmas.
He's not wrong.
War and Peace.
Santa's Husband.
Wowzers.
By Danny Kibblesmith.
Danny Kibbs.
And Appquatch.
Wait. Illustrations by Appquatch.
Appquatch.
Even Black, look at Black Baby's face. He's disgusted.
He can't believe he goes, oh, shit, really? Come on now. That's straight bullshit. What, go back to Black Baby, please.
I saw
why this motherfucker
Daddy.
Gotta be black? Come on now. You think a black motherfucker gonna be the first one to suck Santa dick? That definitely gonna be a white motherfucker. You ever see a white motherfucker suck Santa
they really
dick?
Did
they get all
black.
Excited about it. They don't even wash the soot off from the motherfucking chimney.
They made him black, too.
Now, back in the hood, we didn't have no chimney. Santa had to come through the fire escape. He come in, he takes some stuff, he leaves some stuff. Black Santa. This motherfucker bent over a stool for a white Santa. Come on now.
Wait a minute.
So Santa's husband is a black dude who's also Santa?
No. Santa's black.
Santa's black.
That's
dude.
The most infuriating thing about this book cover, that they're trying to say that Santa is black. Are you fucking crazy? Santa may be gay.
Okay, so you're telling me that Santa is black and he's fucking some white dude who's clearly the real Santa, just wearing a Christmas sweater, hanging out, pretending he's not Santa.
Dude, he's so into black Santa, he's so into black Santa's black dick that he gave up his Santa duties. Or maybe that's why he's dating a black Santa in general. He goes, you know what? You do it. I'm just going to sit home.
That's what I call black Santa, Santa duty.
Santa duty.
Santa duty.
You're on Santa duty. You know, I'm just going to sit home and drink hot cocoa. You go out and do the heavy lifting.
You hear that sometimes. I remember one time I bought one of my Christmas ornaments that I like bought from, like, I believe where my mother picked up her methadone.
Mm-hmm.
It was selling like hand-painted, I swear to God, hand-painted like Christmas ornaments.
Oh, sure. And
I bought the one that I picked was a black-faced Santa Claus.
Oh, nice. What, did he have a needle in his arm?
No.
That'd have been fucking sweet if he was tied off.
But you know what we should do?
Methadone?
No.
I'll tell you what we never did. We didn't write our fucking problems for the boobless joke.
Oh, we'll do that.
Oh, man.
Friday show.
I'm going to be honest. I forgot about that.
Friday show.
We'll do it on Friday show.
You have tomorrow.
Well, you know what I was going to say? I think we should do it because you know Jimmy Kimmel does the Christmas or the Halloween candy thing with his kids? With kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw a really Elf on the Shelf is a thing that I do regularly with James. So I saw.
What is that again? The Elf on the Shelf is the thing?
It's horrible and terrifying, I think.
Why?
I don't know. We did it with Isabelle, but it's weird. I put a thing in a room and I said, this thing comes alive when you're sleeping, watches you, and knows if you're bad or good. It's weird.
I mean, but it's fun and it moves around in different spots every day.
No, it's not fun at all. If someone did it to me when I was a kid, dude, I would have fucking flipped it. I would have just fist by the side, screamed in place if it was somewhere where it wasn't where we left it the night before.
That's what's fun, dude.
No, it's not fun at all. You want me to believe this stuffed thing is real and jotting around the house where
we are. My son and niece are so happy. They do fun things. Like, if you go on my Instagram, I posted the one yesterday. Sprinkles, our female, by the way, our female Elf on the Shelf. I got a female Elf on the Shelf. Sprinkles.
Very woke.
Was drinking a little cup of coffee this morning. She was sitting on the coffee counter. And James woke up. He searches the whole house for her in the morning.
Hey, James, let me tell you a secret. Santa's a fag. James, you have to kill the president.
No, it's very, very cute. And the idea is it's just a little fun thing to do for the month of December.
James, your father's a demon. He has to die.
But there's this one person who did a great Elf on the Shelf where they took like chicken bones. You can pull up the picture of this. They put chicken bones like on a plate and it looks like the Elf on a Shelf, which I think is like a hilarious thing to do to your kid. But I wouldn't have the I'd feel really bad doing that to James because he would cry. He would think that I killed the elf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, so, yeah, the heat was too hot.
It's one of my favorite things. It's
that's
so funny.
So fucking
read the
funny
note. It says, yeah, the elf was delicious. The elf was delicious. Have the cookies for dessert. Thanks, Santa.
That's really fucking
it's so funny. James would have an absolute meltdown. So what I want people to do...
Yes, it's an evil thing to do to a young child, to a young sweet boy.
What I want people to do for the Friday show, and we'll play them next week, or we'll do it for next Monday show...
You want them to traumatize their kids?
Traumatize your children. The best videos of you traumatizing...
Why would you?
Whatever you got to do to the elf. It doesn't gotta be. It can be a version. It can be whatever.
You have him hanging from the shower head.
Yes.
He goes, "You're so boring." He goes, "This kid was so boring."
And we'll play them like Jimmy Kimmel plays his Halloween candy videos. This will be a tradition that we do every year on Legion of Skanks. It's the Legion of Skanks.
Dead elf on a shelf.
Terrorize your kids with a dead elf on the shelf.
Yeah. I do not support this.
You support it, Dave. Shut your face. Yeah. It's one of the best ideas I've ever had in my life.
This
I don't not support
you
it.
Love
for
this.
For
I don't
someone,
hate it. I tell you what, I don't hate it. Look. Oh, perfect.
All right, that's something the grown-ups appreciate.
But
no, that's just a tough night.
It's
that's
not,
fine.
Let me make it clear.
Louis, you promote peaceful parenting.
I'm not doing it to my kid. I gotta say,
but you tell others.
LegionofSkanks@gmail.com.
That's peaceful neighboring.
LegionofSkanks@gmail.com is the email address. It has to be a video of your kid's reaction. It's not just a picture. Yes, Alex. It's got to be a video of your kid finding the elf.
This is
dead.
The worst thing you've ever done.
I'm not expecting a lot of entries.
Louis,
settle down, audience. Let me say this. We all want to see it. But we're... teabag. That's great.
I mean, I like seeing the elf doing the things. I do not want to see
I want to see the elf doing it, and then I want to see the kid's reaction to their dead elves.
I don't believe you're as good a parent as I used to think you are.
Dave, it's fucking hilarious, okay? It's fine. A kid could find a dead elf on the shelf.
But you would never do it to your kid?
Never in a million years.
But you love the idea of seeing a kid.
James loves Sprinkles so much that if I killed Sprinkles, he'd hyperventilate. I'm telling you right now, he believes this elf is real. Dude, I'll tell you.
You should act like you're dead in the morning and that the male elf on the shelf killed you because he was jealous that you were fucking Sprinkles.
That's a great idea. Have the elf slice your throat and your kid finds your body.
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't know if I'm so much for the elf bones, but if the father's dead because the elf killed it, great. Or maybe a post-rape scene of the mom.
I think it's just about as bad as eating their Halloween candy and lying to them.
A beheaded one? You got to be like, I'm sorry, he was raping your mother. I had no choice. He lost his mind. What? He was having sex with your mother.
You actually kill your chihuahua?
He killed Nibbles.
He put the elf on top of it.
He murdered Nibbles. I had no choice.
All right, let's go back to the book. LegionofSkanks@gmail.com. We'll play the best ones on next week's show.
Yeah. Or Friday show.
Shit. No, it has to be next Monday show. We have to have the time for them to come in. All right, so back to the book. Dad, what is it called?
Santa's Husband.
Start
from the beginning.
And she's going to read it for us.
Oh,
really? Oh.
Who is this? Hold on, pause it for a second. Here's my problem, Bobby. Don't ever fucking bring up women on this show for us to make fun of again. We're not making fun of women anymore.
All right, can we do a quick Google search and make sure her mom is not a Hollywood elite actress?
I mean, who is this bitch? Does she got a TikTok following? I'm not dealing with it, dude.
Yeah, Bobby.
Thank you.
A little backstory, please.
Is her father alive? Are we going to make fun of her?
Has she been dumped twice in a year?
I can't deal with it.
Is her father dead, and what is the exact cause of death?
Please, God, do not fuck this up.
We will misremember this next week, so have it ready to go next week as well.
Bobby, don't fuck us here, dude. Don't bring any more crazy bitches to the show.
pause this bitch and let us read it. Sorry.
Do you have the actual book?
Mute her.
All right, let's see how she sounds so far. Oh, and like, maybe she's not crazy.
She's not crazy. She's just
gonna be. Friends, it's me, Ms. Burkett, here with another holiday story. There are lots of takes on Santa Claus and the North Pole and Christmas and all the holidays.
I'm gonna suck his North Pole.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. There are lots of takes on Santa, but there's not been this one so far.
And there's only one definitively wrong one.
Would you say it's a 97% chance this girl's never fucked a person the night she met them?
Listen to me. Santa Claus is not black, nor is he gay. You get to pick one.
And if he was, he wouldn't be gay for this fucking old fogey-ass motherfucker. He could probably get young-ass. He's Santa.
This is the problem. They're never happy enough, dude. They're never happy. You give them one thing, they're like, no. He's not only is he black, but he's got to also be gay.
Yeah, if you're black and gay, you're flamboyant gay. You wouldn't be Santa. You'd be fucking Santa be wearing a half top.
And you'll have AIDS.
You better work, Santa Claus.
Black Santa.
Work it, girl. Do that thing. Suck my dick, you little elflings. Work. Cover girl. Now make some toys.
That's like a 65-year-old black gay man. Prime AIDS candidate.
Oh, totally. At least diabetes.
What? Is that not real?
Oh, you're definitely fucking a one-footed Santa.
All right, let's see what happens. Are we going to have her read it, or are we reading it?
Today, we're going to hear another story called Santa's Husband.
Totally normal.
This is Santa Claus.
Is it, though? For that simple of a drawing, we go back to the Santa. That is a phenomenal... Oh, okay. That is a phenomenal gay black Santa drawing for that. It's like, hello!
Who wants this fat Christmas dick?
Here, look, I peed in front of me.
come across this line, you sucking Santa's dick. Cross this line, see what happened. My dick reach over the line.
Jesus.
This is Santa.
Who wants a piece of this pie? Hello!
This is Santa Claus's husband, Mr. Claus. They are married.
In what jurisdiction are they married?
Yeah.
Not in the fucking North Pole, I'll tell you that much.
No, that's definitely right.
I always assumed the North Pole was a pretty Christian conservative area.
Yeah, me too.
But
I would have
too. I guess it's New York City.
Can you question, in the North Pole, can you be gay married? Look that up. Let's fact check this right now.
If you could.
Is the North Pole a real place? I mean, I know it is, but is there like a country that it belongs to?
Right?
Is there?
I'm going to wait for somebody
else to answer. Hold on, does anybody know?
I'm going to wait for you to find out and then call you an asshole for not knowing. Of course it is, you fucking dumb piece of shit.
Is it like Greenland?
Open a book once in a while, you
what
fucking
is
retard.
Greenland or some shit?
Yeah, dude, it's up
what
there.
What is it, dude?
It's Antarctica.
that's what I would guess.
What is it? Where's the North Pole?
In Antarctica, dude.
What country and town
is... Who cares to read the book of Antarctica?
It's a real thing, right? You could probably go, like, touch it. Currently, no country owns the North Pole. It sits in international waters you could rape at the North Pole.
Yeah. And I guess you could fuck an old fat white guy who's walking through town trying to meet Santa.
It turns out they only have one law, which is that black Santa can't marry a dude. But you can rape.
Wait, go back to the description again. Hold on. It said no country. The closest land is Canadian territory, Nunavut, followed by Greenland. I was very close.
There you go.
Look up Nunavut if you can be gay married there. I want to know.
Nunavut just sounds like a place where you can't be gay married.
You can.
In Nunavut? We're having Nunavut.
Nunavut. Gay marriage? Nunavut.
Gay marriage. All right.
Black Santa
all
fucking right. A white dude? We'll have Nunavut.
But what if we're super Nunavut? Nunavut. All right. We'll go to Denmark.
A man lying with another man? We'll hear Nunavut.
But what if we were married in a place where it is legal and then we move back?
Nunavut!
Same-sex marriage in Nunavut has been legal.
Whoa!
Wow, the terrorists have been granted gay marriage licenses.
Since 2005, they were way ahead of us.
Ooh, none of us.
You could fuck it. You could butt fuck a guy on Santa's workshop.
Who's gonna move there? None of us.
Yeah, too liberal for my taste.
Yeah. You can fuck a dude and we will tell people none of it.
Okay, so go back to the gay. All right, so these are their gay houses. Santa, yeah, don't, fuck her, dude. I don't want to hear her. Let's read it ourselves.
God, you
Santa and his husband live together at the North Pole at the very top of the world. They love keeping each other cozy in the cold.
All right, what is this, porn?
There's no reason for that. But each year it seems to get a little bit
warmer. Oh, they're sneaking a climate change thing into this?
Are they really? No, they're not. Is this a black Santa, gay marriage, and climate change?
Climate change lyrics.
Climate change, dude. You're good. You're doing good. I'll do this page. Santa's husband helps Santa with all the hard work that makes Christmas happen. From making a list and checking it twice, to feeding Santa's 8 tiny reindeer, plus Rudolph.
So you're telling me...
What'd you say, Bobby?
Who has special...
Wait, hold on. So you're telling me the real Santa has now been demoted to being a fucking Mexican intern at the North Pole.
He's a house boy.
Who just goes around doing what Black Santa tells him
to do.
He's
a cabana boy.
Oh, my God. This is tough.
Oh, hey, white guy, I'm so tired. Would you mind doing the elf shit? Go ahead, Dave.
Black Santa shows up on December 27th.
He has special dietary restrictions to keep his nose shiny and bright. Wait, he's on hormone blockers or some shit? They're saying Rudolph is a trans?
What?
He's getting there.
No, they're not.
He's getting there.
No, they're not.
To helping Santa negotiate labor disputes. This is insane, dude. Labor disputes? They're getting into a fucking pro-union message? Yeah. How many messages can you fit into one fucking piece of propaganda for four-year-olds?
Is this written by Gavin McGinnis as like...
Is this his masterpiece? Is this Milo's masterpiece
this
here?
This is bonkers. This is the problem. They're literally trying to brainwash children.
Now, this is written by someone on the alt-right. I don't believe that this is actually a
program.
This is
it's written by, proud by Tom?
This is Tom's caricature of what they're trying to do.
Are you AppSquatch?
Doggy.
The labor disputes with the elves in his workshop. The elves are having an uprising against Black Santa?
Yeah.
They have a spectacular dental plan.
Lewis?
That's better than gas digital people get.
That is true. I mean, dental insurance is pretty cheap.
Yeah, but you gotta live in the fucking, goddamn North Pole.
Oh, you have insurance, but there ain't any good dentists around.
Santa is so busy during Christmas time that sometimes his husband, Mr. Claus, even helps him out. By sitting in front of him.
They're explaining why mall Santas are white. That's hilarious.
By sitting in front of the mall and asking for all the good children what they'd like for Christmas this year. Some folks are confused and say this is Santa Claus himself.
Wow.
But those people are mistaken. It's Santa's white fucking cuckold husband.
They want children to believe that's just more than it's just guy in a suit. Playing Santa, that is Santa's gay husband.
I know
that's a lot to lay on a fucking kid.
Hey, remember when you went to the mall and you were so excited that you met Santa? Well, guess what? That's just the dude Santa butt fucks.
That's Santa's bitch, dude. He can't come unless his nipples are really cranked.
I mean, listen, I don't know what to say about this, but there does get to be a point where it's like, if you really want to teach my kids this, I might have to kill you. And I don't mean to seem intolerant, but if you really want to teach my kids that they didn't meet Santa, they meant the guy some black dude is butt fucking, I might have to kill you before you can get that message to my kids. And I'm a very tolerant person.
No, this guy gapes for Santa Claus.
All right, keep going.
Santa and his husband have been married in their hearts for a long time, but it wasn't official yet.
Not until 2005 when Muckatuck, Canada.
Yeah. So. Hey, White Claws, you want to go down and get married in, what's it called? Never Ever?
Never Ever Canada.
Yeah, not in my backyard, Antarctica. So it was a big day when they finally, quote unquote, tied the knot.
Tied the balloon knot.
Yeah. Everyone was there, from Rudolph and Frosty to Parson Brown. Parson Brown showed up?
Who's Parson Brown?
I don't know. You could. I just know that people...
RuPaul showed up?
It's who they pretended Frosty was for some reason.
Wait, Frosty is there? Where? Frosty doesn't live at the North Pole. Frosty comes around every Christmas day on the first snow.
Yeah.
Everyone knows
And he's also
that.
Anti-gay rights.
I mean,
also,
he was pretty...
Frosty had a bunch of young girls asking if they can marry an adult. That's weird.
Frosty was
said, we'll pretend he's Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Mm. Yeah. It's creepy. Right. He's doing the job, yeah. I'll fuck you until you get married.
Is that
Parson
wow.
Brown's a goddamn pedophile.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Everyone was there, from Rudolph to Frosty to Parson Brown. Even a few celebrities showed up. What? Elton John? Dave?
Hmm? What?
Jump to the next page.
Like any married couple, they have their disagreements.
What's this? Oh, is that fucking shit falling out of his ass from a pounding?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I think you broke something. No, that's coming. Look, he's facing the other way, actually. Santa's trying to get shit off his dick.
Yeah, he's rubbing his dick all over the floor.
Yeah, he goes, why didn't you tell me you had a whole pizza this morning, motherfucker?
And then Mr. Claus is like, what are you doing? You're rubbing shit all over the carpet. I got to clean that.
Clean it. Why is your butthole so full?
I've had that exact argument, by the way.
Go ahead.
Whoa.
Lewis?
But they always manage to kiss and make up, usually over a plate of milk and cookies.
And salad and a Pop-Tart. That's a weird fucking meal. Then he gives him an under the fucking, he gives him an under the blanket HJ on the couch. You see him looking, he's like, are you going to touch this thing or what? Even the cat knows it's happening.
It's a dog, Jay.
Is it?
It's a dog.
All right. You say so.
You don't think that's a dog? It says a snouty.
I think gay couples have a cat, a bitchy cat.
Well, that's a snouty nose.
Kinda...
Oh, yeah. I see the nose now.
I mean, I know it's not like the main thing to focus on in this book, but it's kind of weird that Santa has a knob TV on the floor.
Yeah, really? A tube TV still?
You're still going, what are you getting with an antenna in the North Pole?
They're watching hardcore gay sex.
Yeah. By the way, I didn't know that was a dog snout. I thought it was a tag still on his Fendi sweater. We can go to the next page. Dave?
Some angry people on TV will tell you, oh, wow. This is literally us. They have us in the book. They beat us. They outsmarted us. They preemptively.
Like, some offensive podcasts will say.
Look at this. That is it. Look, some angry people on TV will tell you that this isn't what Santa Claus looks like. That they would kill you if you said this is what Santa Claus looked like.
I mean, like, when I'm not doing Legion of Skanks, this is what I'm doing.
That is Dave Smith right there. That's part of the problem.
This is kind of my day gig.
Rewriting history. Wrong. No black Santa. And the Santa doesn't even have a husband.
Okay.
It's so funny, of all the things to like be the caricature of the right winger on TV, theirs is going, Santa isn't blowing a black dude in the North Pole. Seems pretty reasonable.
Don't tell your kids that shit.
But people have imagined Santa Claus hundreds of different ways over the years. Who is anyone to say what the real Santa looks like? Maybe Santa Clauses can come in all shapes and colors and sizes.
So you're not even claiming this one's the real one.
Oh, you see the one right there?
This is just a gay couple that moved to international waters.
Look, there's a Big J Santa right on that one, right there with the gray skin and the long snout.
Lewis, that's an elephant, you bastard. How dare you? What? I've been trying. Next page. Just like the families that Santa Claus visits all over the world, but as long as children believe in the magic of Christmas, there will always be a Santa Claus.
That's a great closing message.
There's always going to be a gay black guy coming in your house on 25th. What's he going to do? He goes, he didn't leave me any presents, but he put new fucking pictures up in my room.
They ended it pretty good.
No, it's not it.
Oh, it's not
Dave?
Over. And as long as there is a Santa Claus, he will have a man waiting at home Homo. Who loves him.
Wow. Wow.
Look at his butt. Look at Santa's butt right there, dude. Inviting.
By the way, it's a whole. By the way, is that a whole different Santa? It's saying all fucking Santas have a gay Mr. Santa at home. That's a whole different Santa. That's a white Santa also fucking a guy.
What?
He said all the Santa Clauses. Oh no, I didn't see the black guy there. Sorry.
Jerry, are you having a stroke?
No, I didn't see the black guy there.
Go ahead.
I thought it was a sleeping.
Written
Santa
by Danny
guy.
DeVito.
Also, Santa's husband's name is David.
David.
David Claus.
Wait a minute.
David Claus.
Wait, so, huh?
About the author.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about the author. You can't click it?
Wow.
They don't want you.
You know what, dude? I like the book overall.
Did you, though?
I mean, I wouldn't read it to my son. But it was enjoyable for us to read here today. I like books like this because it's fun to make fun of.
Oh, yeah. They're ridiculous. Some people say Santa doesn't even have a husband. Why would you even introduce the idea that Santa doesn't have a husband to your child?
Are there like any sect of people that believe Jesus was gay? That
oh,
would
I'm
like
certain
that,
of it.
That would be so delightfully offensive.
I find this way more offensive than if someone did a book about Jesus being gay.
What, Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Why would he have been in such great shape?
Because
no
Jesus
child?
Is more like for people who are religious, where Santa is more just for children.
Just for the kids.
Like, you're just trying to force your thing to... Like, you even had to have a climate change and labor strike thing in there. Like, just let them be kids.
If they
I don't
just
even
had,
push politics on my kids like this.
If it would have been white Santa with a black boyfriend, it would have been bad enough.
Yeah. But they got to be married.
They flipped it on.
They
got to
be married, and he's got to be black. Nah, I mean, come on.
It was crazy. And look, this is coming from a, you know, my father was sort of black. I think that that's horrible.
Oh my God! What's next, Mexican angels?
It's psychotic, Alex. You know what I'm saying here. I know it sounds like we're being hateful, but can't we just fucking keep some traditions? Why? Why can there be? Is a straight person so bad? Is
well,
it so bad?
You know what it comes down to, though, is like, and this is, I guess this is kind of fucked up in a way, but you go like, I am completely against demonizing alternative lifestyles, but I find something weird about this insistence that they're like, no, the alternative lifestyle is the norm. Yes. And you have to teach your kids that that's what, it's like, look, most people aren't gay. There's a lot more straight people than gay people. So if we're going to have a... I mean, not in this room, but like in life.
Oh. Gays rule the world.
Was that a...
Gays rule the world. Gays rule the world.
Gays rule the world.
You got to love the chant.
All right, that is true. Chant, listen, chant always wins.
Chant
so
wins.
I will... I'm just saying, can't like it be like the... like. The norm for a kid that Santa is married to Mrs. Claus, and since we've been going with that forever, let's just keep that
no,
as the thing.
I do have a thing. I don't want to explain to a little kid why they're a boy in their class has tits now because his parents gave him hormones. You know what I mean? Like I'm like, you shouldn't even have to worry
like
about that.
At a certain
right now.
Age, I would explain to them that it's like, yeah, don't sure. be judgmental toward people who don't sure. fit into the normal thing.
Yeah, I mean, I have a 9-year-old and. You know, he lives in a world where there's transgender people. He knows what transgender people are.
Right.
Freaks.
That's fine.
Freaks of nature.
He knows who they are.
Pointed
the
at
biggest
and left
scourge
at.
In the country.
No, but I mean, he's growing up also in a different generation where, like, I have to be sensitive to the fact
no,
that,
I'm fine
like,
with that.
Like, I have to, like, make sure that my son doesn't, like, grow up one day to, like, you know, like, they become, fucking, you know, what do they call it? When a teen goes against what their parents say.
Rebellious?
Rebellious. But he's going to rebel by being like, transgendered people are people, Dad. And I'm like, ah, oh, sit down. I got to explain to you.
I got tits in solidarity. I'm going to go upstairs and take a tucked wiener shower. You don't know me. I'm not you. I don't want your life.
But I have to like slowly like just like sneak like little like hateful things into his head right now. So it's not all horseshit, you know? Otherwise, he's going to grow up hating me. He's
he
going to one day...
Don't judge people out loud, but in your head, know that that person is the problem.
Yeah.
It's just so fucking weird.
No, God I think damn. Organically, all of our kids, Isabella's not, has no problems with shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's, your kid's not going to have any kind of that shit in his heart. But he's also not going to be uptight about it either.
Yeah.
I think all this shit is what makes people weird and uptight, because you're laying it on them really early. Like, Santa's husband. Like, if I was 11 and heard this book, I'd be like, this
I'm going to read this to
crazy.
James, actually. I'm going to say there's a different book about Santa. I want to see what he says.
That would be kind of an interesting experiment. At his age, I think that's an interesting experiment.
You'd be like, Dad, I've been less gay if you jerked off on my head.
No. If he at the end of it, if he's like, that's a nice story, I'm going to hit him in the head with the book.
Yeah. It's not a nice. Yeah, Pavlov him.
Yeah, just fucking bang.
Do you think some of these, I kind of wonder about this, but do you think, like, because you're right, there's a natural thing for teenagers to be, like, rebellious against their parents. And that, I think, will happen to all of us. And happened. You're the only one who had a teenager, and used to have a teenager at this point. But you had a little bit of that. Like, there's a natural thing to, like, break a rule and go against you. You know, everyone, we all did that and shit. But I wonder what the kids, because we haven't really seen this come yet, the kids who were taught this shit their whole life, what's their rebellion against their parents going to be?
Because they become white supremacists.
I bet there's going to be something about that. That, like, if you had a parent who was pushing this shit on you the whole time, because this is the first experiment kind of a generation of kids being brought up with this, I bet there's going to be a bunch of them by the time they're 16, 17 who are like, this was all faggoty nonsense. Like, what did you teach me?
Are there kids that are like 12 or 11 being like, yeah, the transgender people, they have fucking mental illness. What are we talking about here?
I don't know. I've met a bunch of them. They're all nuts.
like, is there any, like, little kid out there being like, nah, it's fucking psychotic? Are we pretending this is normal?
Are
there children versions of us out there? I want to know. That's another contest. Send in your racist children their videos of them being hateful.
This one I'm on board with.
Yeah, we want legionofskanks@gmail.com. We just want to see your hateful children. That's it.
Guys, this has been an amazing episode. Just the three of us. OG style, everybody alive. Just the three of us. Fuck yeah. We'll catch you guys later this week. Thank you guys so much for being here live. For the people at home, we'll see you later this week. Until then, peace. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Original Skanks Podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks Podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.